and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lall.
And hello and welcome, everybody. Nate Lall here, courtside at the Broome County Arena, or I should say the Vision Veterans Memorial Arena. Some people just call it the arena these days, as we are here for a back-to-back doubleheader Class C and Class B boys basketball state quarterfinals. And our first game today is going to be the Cooperstown boys from Section 3 taking on the Moravia boys from Section 4. We know both these teams very well. Should be a heck of a matchup here today. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in today's game. And we will have the Morris boys taking on Sackett's Harbor at 3:15. So it's going to be a great afternoon after two great girls games yesterday. Our one local team remaining on the girls side is the Cooperstown girls, who defeated Delhi. And we'll have these two games today, and we'll see who moves on to the state final four, which will be right back here at the arena next weekend. We'll bring Coach in, Greg Bonskowski, real quick. This is one we've had circled on the calendar since, maybe a couple weeks ago, hoping that it would either be a Coop Delhi or a Coop Moravia game, and here we are.
Yeah, it should be an exciting contest, like you said in the pregame here. Two high-caliber basketball teams here with Cooperstown and Moravia, both ranked in the top five in New York State, and only one loss between them. So should be a fabulous contest. And I know we talked off-air last week at the Moravia-Delhi game that if this matchup occurred, there was some history between the two teams in regional play dating back just a couple years ago.
Yeah, we've had some great Moravia Coop battles over the years, which we'll talk about when we come back. It's the Butler Auto pregame show. Again, Nate Lall, Greg Bonskowski live at the arena. We're courtside, great seats down here on the floor. Should be a great one here. Tip-off coming in about 10 minutes. So Butler Auto pregame show, we'll be back on WCDO.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm checking out the vehicles on ButlerAutoSales.com. Tommy's car is on its last legs, and we can't justify the repair costs. So with this tax refund, there should be enough for a down payment.
It's so hard for young people to build credit these days.
No kidding. I'm hoping with a decent down payment from his tax refund and his 3 years of steady employment at the plant, he'll be able to get an affordable car loan payment.
Well, ButlerAutoSales.com is the right place. They have one of the biggest selections of late model pre-owned vehicles in the Tri-County area to choose from. And more importantly for Tommy, they specialize in getting people financed.
Yeah, that's true. And I heard they guarantee a minimum of $1,000 toward any trade-in, no matter the condition.
Well, good luck finding a vehicle. You're certainly in the right place. And don't forget, Tommy can also apply for credit right on their website.
I know. I'm just happy Tommy's tax refund will be put to good use this year.
Butler Auto Sales, with over 160 vehicles on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. See them all at ButlerAutoSales.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowe and Greg Bonskowski live from the arena in Binghamton. Cooperstown boys taking on Moravia. And you're right, Greg. It takes me back where there was back-to-back years in the Tyler Bertram years, where the first game we did was at Oriskany High School. And it ended up being a double overtime crazy game where Tyler Bertram scored 55 points. Moravia went on to win that game, and boy, that was a tough loss for Coop. So the next year, we're right here at the arena, and Coop jumped out to a 25-2 lead over Moravia. Moravia comes all the way back, wins that game, and goes on to win a state championship. So I feel like Coop has had this monkey, the Moravia monkey, on their back for a long time, and they finally get a chance here in 2025 to maybe take on Moravia again, head coach Todd Mulvaney, and see if they can get past them this time.
Yeah. Like we said, it should be an exciting matchup, two high-caliber boys basketball teams here in the regional.
I think the biggest thing that you and I have talked about and the biggest word on the street is, you know, Moravia has Joe Baylor, 27 points in a tremendous sectional final showing against the Delaware Academy Bulldogs. How do you stop him if you're Cooperstown, which tends to go with much more of a they'll throw seven or eight guys at you, trap all over the floor. Anybody could score 20 points on any given night. Yes, they have Miles Nealon, who's averaging almost 23 points a game, but it's kind of contrasting styles. We said that yesterday, but interested to see how Cooperstown attacks Joe Baylor today.
Well, another thing that will be interesting besides the Joe Baylor defense, I think they're going to probably throw a bunch of different guys at him throughout the course of a game. But Cooperstown is known for outside shooting. And here at the arena, sometimes that can be a challenge with the background, the depth perception. So it'll be interesting to see if they can get going from the perimeter.
You know, they have played in some bigger arenas this year. Their sectional final up at SRC, so they are used to being in somewhere that maybe isn't a traditional small school. But, I am very interested to see how they handle that as well. But every time I thought, okay, this is going to be the day that Coop meets the match this year, it hasn't happened. They come in undefeated at 24-0, just a very talented squad. And, you know, trying to get back to where the John Lambert team from not so long ago won a state title here on this floor at the arena with his son Jack Lambert and John Kennedy and all those great guys. That was a fantastic team. Could this team do it here this year? That's the big question in Coop coming in undefeated today.
Well, they're certainly going to have their hands full with the talented Moravia team, who is the defending state champion in this classification. So not going to be anything easy, but I'm sure they're all very excited for this game.
We talked a lot about how Joe Baylor was out with an injury last year and was on the bench for that state championship team, but was not on the floor as he had a big knee injury that caused him to miss the football and the basketball season. So we were saying last week, we have to think this is the Joe Baylor kind of redemption tour. He wants to put his name on another state title possibly for Moravia. And you just can't ever count Moravia out. They find a way to win. But it just seems like it's the Joe Baylor and company tour this year. So interested to see how this all works out here today. Again, it's our Butler Auto pregame show. And big thank you to Butler for all their support throughout the fall, the winter, and the spring sports season. Hard to believe we're at this time of the year already where the boys' finals, semifinals and finals, will be right back here in Binghamton next weekend. And the girls will be up at Hudson Valley Community College. Cooperstown girls are going to be playing on Thursday night at 6 o'clock. We'll be carrying that game for you. Depending on how Cooperstown boys do today and Morris boys do later today, we'll see if we have any boys games for you on the radio as well. All these games are also the video stream. It's a paid subscription to NFHS Network. If you're interested in watching these games, that is a possibility today. So the Coop boys, Coach, this will be your first time seeing them this year, correct?
Yeah, this will be my first time seeing Cooperstown play. I've followed them along on their seasons, you know, in different newspaper clippings and on NateLull.com, but this will be my first time in person, so.
Well, you are familiar with Christian Lawson, who came over from Milford. He's been a big piece here for Cooperstown. What have you seen from Christian over the years, watching him in a Milford uniform that he brings to Cooperstown now?
Well, I think he just has a good, he's got a high basketball IQ. He comes from a family of basketball players, and he has a really nice handle. He's got a good outside shot. He understands how to play the game. So I'm sure he's been a pleasant addition, or a good addition to this Hawkeye team here this year.
I know when he came over, Coach Lambert said, you know, it was kind of the missing piece. And oftentimes, at least every game I've seen this year, and seems to be the theme, 3 or 4 minutes into the game, they will bring Christian off the bench as well as Jackson Christman. And so they'll bring two fresh bodies out onto the court and then rotate pretty much 7 or 8 guys throughout the contest. So they're always just constantly throwing long, lanky guards at you that can be really tough. I just see them wear down a lot of teams after the first quarter. So interested to see what the start is tonight, because we saw Joe Baylor against Delhi score the first 13 points of the game. I mean, that was impressive. You can't, if you're Cooperstown, you can't let that happen here today.
No, I mean, you can't devote your entire attention to him, but you certainly have to pay attention to where he is. And he's one of those players, I think, you're not going to stop him. He's going to score, but you have to make him earn everything that he gets and make him work hard for it. And it's not like Moravia has one loss on the year. Some of these kids were on the team last year that won the state championship and got significant minutes. So you do have to pay attention to the supporting cast and the others that are capable of putting up some points.
One thing I noticed here today, and I had heard some whispering during the week, Joe Baylor does have an ankle brace on that he was, I believe, not wearing last week. So something to keep an eye on. This time of the year, you kind of have all those little nagging injuries that maybe stack up, and you're hoping everybody's healthy and the flu doesn't hit your school and all those type of things. So we'll keep an eye on that today as well. So, but, Coach, I mean, exciting to be sitting here courtside. What do you think?
Yeah, I sent a picture out to my family, and they wanted to know if I was sitting on the court. I mean, these are phenomenal seats, and really excited for March Madness, I guess we would say, you know. New York State regional playoff, can't beat it.
Yeah, exciting as well that Binghamton will be hosting the boys tournament next weekend with games starting on Thursday and going through the weekend. So if you're just a casual basketball fan and you want to see some of the best teams in New York State, you can buy a ticket and come down here next weekend and sit here and watch games all day. I mean, it's I was talking to a guy as I walked out into the lobby earlier, and he said, I just love this. He goes, it's better than pro. He goes, I'm a big college fan, but I can buy a $10 ticket and sit here and watch six games. It doesn't get any better for kind of the casual fan, I guess, to come down and sit here and have some fun. So
yeah, just before we came on the air, I happened to run into longtime GMU boys basketball coach and old athletic director Dean Veenhoff, and he said to me, I missed you this morning, and he was referring to church. And I said, well, I am here. I am worshiping. This is my church on Sunday today.
I think you were over in the corner. I had just gone on, and Dean came over. And you know Dean. I mean, he's 6'6", whatever he is, 6'7". And I had just gone on for our Butler Auto pregame show, and he slaps me on the shoulders. You stand for the Morris game? I said, yeah, coach, I am. I'm trying to give him the thumbs up. He goes, good.
Yep.
But I said, boy, even at however old coach is, I said, boy, you gave me a good scare here.
Yeah.
Exciting times for sure. We're going to pause for the national anthem, but maybe, Coach, you can give us a little info on today's singer.
Well, she is a senior from Gilbertville Mount Upton Central School. Her name is Ariana Cornell, and she's been singing here in the sectional final and playoff regional for the past couple years. So just a shout-out to her. She's a phenomenal singer. I wish you could hear it on the air here.
Yeah, she is really good and cool to have that GMU connection here today. We'll pause, and we'll be back. Coop and Moravia coming up on WCDO.
Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Sunday and is a great place for family dining. Everyone will love $2 tacos on Taco Tuesdays, as well as 75-cent in-house wings on Wing Wednesdays. Every day is a great day to order chicken gyros or the Bobcat Burger. And check out the local high school sports wall of fame, featuring photos by Jason and Ricky McPherson. Come enjoy Jerry's iconic hometown atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. Jerry's is celebrating March with the Reuben Sandwich, available all month long.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything. From deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights, every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowners insurance needs.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Coach is going to have the Moravia Blue Devils starters here for today's game.
All right, for the Moravia Blue Devils and head coach Todd Mulvaney, you have senior guard number 11, Riley Jones. Sophomore guard number 15, Dylan Palmer. Sophomore forward number 20, Jaron Francis. Senior guard number 25, Joe Baylor. And junior forward number 50, Zach Shaksa.
On the other side for the Cooperstown Hawkeyes and head coach John Lambert, they are going to start with junior number 12, Cooper Coleman. senior number 20, Cooper Bradley, a sophomore number 24, Brody Murdoch. Wearing number 23 today, instead of his usual 32, is junior Miles Nealon, their leading scorer, and number 30, a junior Ben Lewis. And again, we usually see Lawson and Chrisman come off the bench 3 or 4 minutes into the ball game to spell some double set of those guys. So we are set to roll here at the arena. Cooperstown is in the road orange uniforms with the black trim. So it's Cooperstown in black lettering across the front of the chest there. And for Moravia, the home whites is the section four host with the navy blue and the Carolina blue trim. Says Moravia in blue lettering across the front of the uniform. And Coach, if you're looking at Moravia, can you count out? You can't count out their experience, correct? They've been here many, many times. Not that Coop hasn't as a program, maybe not this specific group, but does that play a factor today?
I think so. I mean, Moravia probably played a game in here last year, I would imagine, to get to Glens Falls in the regionals. They've been here before. Not that Cooperstown hasn't, but I don't know if any of the Cooperstown players have been here before.
Correct.
Whereas the Moravia players, this is kind of old hat. So I know from experience of coaching a game in this building where none of my players had played in here, and the opposing school, almost all of the players had played, it can be a factor in the game.
Yeah, it's an intimidating place, not an easy place to shoot. I mean, definitely more of a hockey arena, I would say. Kind of feels cavernous down here on the floor, so we'll see. Cooperstown is going to be going left to right on your radio dial. They'll jump it up here at midcourt. Moravia right to left. And Joe Baylor will win the tip, but Cooperstown grabs it. And they'll be going left to right. As we said, here's Nealon in the right corner. Finds a jumper on that near side for Cooper Coleman. Missed it wide. And Moravia's got a rebound, and Baylor's going to stroll down the floor with it. Good opening look there for Cooperstown. Wouldn't fall. And Joe Baylor closely guarded here by Brody Murdoch. Cooperstown thrives by scoring, then getting into that press. We talk about that often on the air. Shaka on the right side, and we got a traveling violation on Moravia going back to Coop.
Cooperstown
settling in a little bit.
Cooperstown open into man-to-man. Same with Moravia. Moravia looks like they're going to set up a little 2-2-1 press here.
Officials looking at the floor right here to see if they're...
Keep...
We're laughing here because Greg and several other media people are instructing that there was a piece of garbage on the floor. That was bothering you, wasn't it, Coach?
It was.
And there's a wet spot on the far side that they're working on right now, too.
Player safety.
And we saw some Moravia players actually trip and fall as they were coming onto the court earlier. So now they're sweeping up the floor under the Moravia basket right now to see if there's any wet spots down there.
And the thing to remember is, you know, we're on a basketball court, but underneath that there's like a plastic surface, almost like a floor. And then underneath that there's ice. So this is a hockey arena.
Yeah, you can feel it when you're down here. If we're here for multiple games, your feet will get cold sitting here. If you leave your bag on the floor here, your equipment can be very cold. It's not an easy thing sometimes when you're down here on the floor. You forget sometimes there's ice underneath this. So, all right, we're going to get back underway. The wrapper is off the floor, as well as they sweep up under the Moravia hoop, and they feel satisfied it's a little safer down there. Miles Nealon has it on the left side, barking out some signals. We're 40 seconds in, and we're still scoreless. Coop tries to go to the high post. It's knocked away. And back out for Brody Murdoch. Murdoch finding Nealon left side.
Moravia has switched to a 2-3 zone here, kind of extended on the wing, getting out to the shooters.
Nealon left side, pulls it back out. Far side for Cooper Coleman. Coleman guarded very closely here by Riley Jones. Back up to Nealon. A straightaway three for him. Buckles off the side of the rim. No good. Rebound. Tracked down by Shakta. And Coop looked like couldn't find a rhythm on that possession.
A good defense there by Moravia.
Moravia across midcourt. 6:45 to go. First quarter here in the state quarterfinals. And we are scoreless. Left side here for Moravia and Joe Baylor. Closely guarded again by Brody Murdoch. Baylor on the low post. Turn around, fade away for him. Oh, a hit off the side of the glass there. Well done on defense. And here comes Coop to the right side for Nealon. Little floater for Nealon. Short, and Baylor's got a rebound. And here comes the track meet. Baylor down the right side. Wants to take it all the way, and Baylor goes in and scores here for Moravia.
I think it looked like he felt he was fouled on that fadeaway jumper, but he came, hustled back, got that rebound, and went coast to coast.
2-0 lead for Moravia over the Hawkeyes. Cooperstown has it at the high post. They kick it far side. here for Cooper Coleman. Fade away for Cooper from the left elbow is good. Ties things up at 2-2. We will be recognizing our special sponsors, the first chance we get. We got a lot of them from yesterday and today that help us to be here on WCDL. Baylor is across midcourt. And in front of the Cooperstown bench, as they go right to left, Baylor, spin move inside, and looks like a traveling violation here on Moravia. Baylor starting to get a little aggressive here, Coach, trying to take it to the 10. Again, some special sponsors today include the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney, and Houston and Benson Insurance in Delhi. 5.5 to go in the first quarter. It's a 2-2 ball game. And Coop goes to the high post with Cooper Bradley. His shot off the back of the rim. Big rebound here for Moravia for Jaron Francis.
He really got up for that one.
Moravia back down the floor here with Riley Jones. They go to Baylor on the left side. Baylor steps in, stripped, and a foul here on Cooperstown with 5:20 to go in the first, tied 2-2.
That'll be the first on Miles Nealon from Cooperstown.
But so far, they've pretty much tried to play him straight up there with Brody Murdoch.
Yeah, they've done a good job, I think. They're making him work, like we said. You want to make him work hard for every basket that he's going to get.
On the baseline, Moravia has it underneath their own hoop. They swing one back up to Baylor. Going right to left, 5:15 to go in the first quarter. The 2-2 ball game. Riley Jones has it now, left side. They go down low for Francis. He gets tied up. Ball is loose, and Coop's got a steal. And here come the Hawkeyes. Nealon streaks down the right side of the floor as Coop goes left to right. Straight away now from the hoop. Nealon, chest pass, far side. This Cooperstown team, very explosive on offense, but so far they've been quiet. Baylor with a steal now for Moravia. Dishes one off, up off the glass. Shot there won't go for Moravia. That was off the glass for Dylan Palmer, but then Baylor steals it back. Finds a backdoor cut, and they got the layup there. Here for Riley Jones, and Moravia leads 4-2.
Great pass there by Baylor to find Jones open underneath the basket. Very unselfish play.
Nealon comes across midcourt as it's Moravia 4, Cooperstown 2. Nealon gets a screen, gets into the paint, dishes one far side. Three ball here for the Hawkeyes. He's good. Buried there by Brody Murdoch. And Coop takes the lead 5-4 with 4:15 to go in the first quarter. Baylor walks it up the floor, coming across the Veterans Memorial Arena logo at midcourt as Moravia goes right to left. Left side here for Riley Jones, surveying his options as we're halfway through the first quarter in a 5-4 ball game. Cooperstown leading the Moravia Blue Devils. Champs of Section 4, Coop from Section 3. Here's Riley Jones. Lost control of it. It's loose at the foul line. Both teams scrambling for it there. And we got a jump ball. Moravia was trying to call a timeout there, but the jump ball comes first with 3:50 to go in the first quarter.
Now, when you have a jump ball and the possession doesn't change, the shot clock does not reset. So Moravia only has 8 seconds on the shot clock here.
Right on cue, here's Lawson and Chrisman coming in, replacing Cooper Coleman as well as Cooper Bradley. You got to be named Cooper to be on this team. Moravia has it in the left corner now. There's two fresh bodies out there. Moravia's shot clock down to 2. I don't think they're aware. Baylor at the shot clock buzzer can't get it to go. Rebound out of bounds, and it's going to Coop with 3:40 to go first quarter. Coop leading 5-4. Still feels like a feeling out process between the two.
Yeah, neither team has really settled in offensively, but both teams are playing hard.
Murdoch at midcourt, Cooperstown going left to right. Lawson is here on the right corner in front of our broadcast position. Lawson to the left side, stops and pops from the foul line, kind of a rush shot, missed it, and Moravia's got another rebound here with Jaron Francis. And they'll let Joe Baylor walk it down the floor. Christian Lawson will be guarding Riley Jones here. And here's Baylor in the right corner. Stops and pops for three. It's an air ball, and the Coop fans are going to let him know about that. 3:05 to go in the first quarter. Now a steal by Baylor at midcourt using that athleticism. And we got a foul on Cooperstown after Baylor stole that ball. They tried to go over top of him, and that's a no-no.
And that's a second on Miles Nealon there. So that's something to pay attention to with 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Cooperstown's leading scorer has 2 fouls. Doesn't appear that Coach Lambert is going to take him out. He's going to kind of go with the chance here, so.
Taking the chance with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Cooperstown 5, Moravia 4. Nealon with 2 fouls. That's a tough start. To the right side, into the corner for Riley Jones. Little baseline drive, and he stepped out of bounds, tried to save it, but his foot was on the line, and it's going to go back to Coop. With 2:50 to go in this first quarter, and this is usually, when this 5 is on the floor, this is when I have noticed watching Coop 5 or 6 times this year. The other team will start to get frustrated. they can really get after you. But we'll see. Moravia seems to be ready for everything every time I see them. And now Coop throwing it away. Tried to find a cutting Jackson Chrisman off his hands and out of bounds.
And both players that checked in for Cooperstown there, both times, the last two possessions have resulted in, I would say, kind of a forced shot and a turnover there. So the two that came in are still kind of settling in.
2.5 to go in the first. Here's Baylor taking it all the way to the 10, and he scores. Tough move there by Baylor. He's got 4 points. And the Blue Devils lead the Hawkeyes 6-5 with 2:15 to go in the first quarter. Kneeling at midcourt. Harassed there by the Moravia defense. And they go to Chrisman. Now back up to Nealon, straight away, wants a screen. Nealon looking for some options, bounce pass to Christian Lawson. And again, Coop kind of being pushed out, three-point line extended with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Shot clock coming up on 10. Chrisman at the high post, back to Lawson. Dribble drive for him, tries to pass to the interior. Got stripped, Lawson gets it back, his second chance off the front of the rim. And then underneath, he got that push, that was screened.
That was Jackson. Second chance opportunity there for the Hawkeyes.
Making Hawkeyes 7, Blue Devils 6. Coop ahead by a point. Here's Baylor at the right elbow. Back out front to Shakta. Three ball for Shakta. Good.
Seeing if he starts making that shot and Palmer starts making his, Baylor just becomes that much more difficult to guard.
Moravia 9, Cooperstown 7. Christian Lawson on the baseline. A floater for Christian. Rattles in. Rolls around and flushes down. And it's a 9-9 ball game. Coming up on 1:10 to go here, first quarter. Baylor will walk it down the floor. Baylor on the left side, still closely guarded by Brody Murdoch, who's taken that responsibility on through this first quarter. Bounce pass to Francis on the interior. Left low block, up and under, and he fouls. Now it looks like it's going to be on Cooper Bradley here for Cooperstown.
You are correct.
Minute to go, first quarter, we're tied 9-9. And you're right, if that Moravia supporting cast can get going, certainly opens things up for the Blue Devils. And so this is Jaron Francis at the line, and his first shot is good.
And I could be wrong. I've only seen Moravia play once against Delhi, but it really appears to me that Coach Mulvaney, one of his strategies is to kind of control the pace of the game. It seems to be Moravia's kind of taking their time, bringing the ball up to court, just kind of making the game at a slower pace.
Francis goes 2 out of 2. And I like that. I mean, Coop has scored over 100 points 3 times this year. So they like to get up and run and shoot early in the foul in the shot clock, just like they did there. A missed shot. Straight-up jumper from Brody Murdoch. So Moravia has the ball back down the floor. Shakta in the corner with Moravia leading 11-9. Shakta for three in front of the Cooperstown bench. It's well short. Rebound. Out of bounds. And it looks like it's going to stay here with Moravia. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Moravia 11, Cooperstown 9. And they'll have it to the right of the hoop. Shakta doing the inbounding. Tries to find Riley Jones, missed him. And a steal here by Lawson, but it stays in. Lawson was falling out of bounds. Threw it over his shoulder, and it went right to Joe Baylor. So Moravia holds on. 10 on the shot clock, 20 on the game clock. Inside for Francis. Now back out to Shakta. Back inside for Francis again at the right low block. It's stripped, and what do we got? Traveling violation here on Moravia. Coming back to the Hawkeyes with 14 seconds to go. First quarter, Moravia 11, Cooperstown 9. Coop coming in undefeated. Moravia with 1 loss on the season. And Nealon with 2 fouls and no points here in this first quarter. Nealon across the midcourt timeline. Goes to Lawson. 6 seconds left. See how aware Cooperstown is. They go to Nealon. He's going to have to fire up a huge NBA range. 3. It's short. That'll do it. End of the first quarter. It's Moravia 11, Cooperstown 9. We'll be back on WCDO.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have 3 accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit shindello.org. Member NCUA.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Hi. I'm Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery Enterprises. Excited to tell you that Waste Recovery Redemption is now open on Clifton Street in Unadilla. Drop off your refundable bottles and cans for quick cash. Groups and organizations can set up an account for fundraisers, and we also do bulk pickups and bottle drives. And if you've been wondering what to do with those personal papers you don't need anymore, bring them to Northeast Data Destruction for document and hard drive shredding. Both of these services available at 29 Clifton Street, Unadilla. Open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays 9 till 2.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. We start the second quarter, and Cooperstown scores and is going to go to the line here. Coach, I'd love your thoughts on this as Cooper Bradley, a little up and under, got the bucket to go and was fouled.
Yeah, he had made a tremendous head fake, and Francis fell for it. And then there was a foul. To me, it looked like it was on the floor. But we'll have to go to our sideline official here maybe in a second.
And he misses the foul shot, so Moravia back the other way. They find Jaron Francis for a layup, and he lays it in.
Another good find by Baylor there as he drills hard to the basket.
That makes it Moravia 13 and Cooperstown 11. 7:25 to go in the second quarter here at the arena in Binghamton. Glad to have you along. Also on WCDOsports.com, our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. A three from straightaway for Coop is off the front of the rim. Lawson with a rebound. Murdoch took that shot and missed it. Lawson trapped in the corner. Has to dish one out for Nealon. Thought about a huge three, but didn't pull the trigger. And now a steal by Moravia on the pass.
Boy, Moravia's 2-3 zone defense is really active. The guards up top, Palmer and Jones, I believe, are doing a phenomenal job of making the Hawkeyes work.
Some other special sponsors today include Clark Sports Center of Cooperstown and the National Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. And that's a home run right there for Shaka, his second three from Moravia, and they lead 16-11. 6:40 to go in the second quarter. Cooperstown to the high post. Here with Cooper Bradley. Back out to Nealon. Nealon into the paint, goes for Christian Lawson. A three for Christian is too strong. And a rebound here for Baylor. Ripped out of his hands, and it's going to go back to Moravia. Last touch by Jackson Christman. 6.5 to go in this second quarter, and Moravia leads 16-11. They're controlling the pace, much like you said, Coach. Back up the floor here for the Blue Devils with Riley Jones. And it feels like Moravia has the momentum, has the beat of this game a little bit. Francis to the far side, left wing, looking for Dylan Palmer. Inside here for Baylor, and he scores. Boy, he ran over about two guys, but he scores, and he's got 6 points. That makes it 18-11. Moravia opening it up a little bit here with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Crispin on the left side. We'll work one back out to Nealon. Coming off of the screen. They dish one into the corner for Murdoch. A three ball for him is too strong. And another rebound for Baylor, ripping it down. And then a foul underneath on Cooperstown with 5:50 to go in the second quarter. And boy, Joe Baylor just making his presence known. And a timeout's going to be taken here by Cooperstown. Before we hit the break, I want to thank some more of our special sponsors, including Rabido Energy Products, Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin, and NYCM Insurance of Edmiston. Moravia 18, Cooperstown 11, 5:50 to go second quarter on CDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. 5:50 to go, second quarter. Moravia 18, Cooperstown 11. We do have an update on that last basket there where Coop scored and they counted it.
Yeah, I just checked with an official.
sitting kind of by us, and he said, yeah, he would have counted it. Even though he wasn't, like, immediately going in that upward motion, he made the little head fake to get the defender up in the air, and then he, not immediately, but he got into that shooting motion, so he would have counted it because he said the foul was created by the head fake.
So Moravia has the ball out of the timeout at 18-11 with 5:45 to go in the second quarter, and Baylor comes across midcourt. Baylor straight away looking for some options here. Moravia controlling the pace here at the Broome County Arena. Spin move by Baylor. Wow, up and under. Couldn't get this one to go. But a rebound by Francis, and then he fouls. And Cooper's just stacking up these fouls right now, and Francis is going to go to the line.
I'll tell you, right now the difference to me is Moravia's ability to clean the glass on both the defensive and offensive ends. Jaron Francis and Joe Baylor are just men among boys, and they're going up there and getting legit rebounds above the rim to either limit Cooperstown to one shot or get Moravia a second shot.
Francis misses the first foul shot, second one coming. And when I've seen Cooperstown this year, they can just throw so many bodies at the glass. They've had a lot of success, but today just getting out-jumped by a couple guys.
And with the exception of Murdoch's 1-3, all of Cooperstown's outside shots have not been on the mark.
Inside for Jackson Chrisman, he scores. Francis did hit that second foul shot, so this makes it 19-13. Jackson Chrisman with 4 points now for Coop. They're only down by six here. Hawkeyes obviously still in this ballgame with a lot of time left. 5:05 to go in the second quarter. They got their work cut out for them. Moravia with a real solid game plan. Out to Shakta, finding Baylor. Pump fakes down a three. Baylor backing him down, back out Shakta. Three ball for Shakta. It's good. He's got three threes.
And all from about the same location. I think he likes that spot on the court.
Moravia 22, Cooperstown 13. Chrisman will work it into the corner now. Here for Brody Murdoch, and back out to Christian Lawson. Coming off of a screen, Lawson steps up, his jumper, no, but he's fouled as it banks off the back of the rim. And Cooperstown's going to come back here with Cooper Coleman and Cooper Bradley as well. And so Lawson to the line, but boy, if Shakta's going to shoot like that, you said it earlier, really opens things up. And so stepping in at the line will be Christian Lawson. The junior guard hits his first.
And something to pay attention to here on Moravia's side. They've only committed two fouls in the game, but both of them have been committed here in this quarter by Jaron Francis. So he's a pivotal part of their offensive and defensive strategies with his ability to clean the glass.
Second shot for Lawson is good. So Lawson now with 4 points. And it's Moravia 22, Cooperstown 15. Undefeated Coop trailing here by seven with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Moravia up near midcourt, and we got a foul on Christian Lawson as he was trying to go body-to-body there with Joe Baylor. Big size differential. And Coop, a lot of the year, has been very handsy on defense, and they've gotten away with it today, not so much. 4:25 to go in the second quarter. Lawson going to chase Baylor around, it seems, here for the next couple of minutes. Baylor trying to post him up immediately. Baylor wants it at the high post, tries to take it to the hoop, kicks it to the outside. Shocked is there in the left corner as Moravia goes right to left. They're in the white uniforms with the navy blue and the Carolina blue trim. Cooperstown's in the orange and black. A pass down low for Francis. On the baseline, back to Shakta. Corner three here for Moravia. Too strong. Rebound for Shakta. Underneath, we'll pump it back out to Baylor. They got a fresh shot clock to work with 3:55 to go here in the second quarter. Shakta into the corner now. Palmer for three. Buries it. Dylan Palmer, and Moravia is shooting the lights out.
If they make their threes, I think they're almost... I don't know if you could beat them.
Moravia 25. And Cooperstown 15, and now a steal by Baylor on the other side of the court. Baylor's going to go coast to coast, can't get it to go. Chrisman with a rebound. Probably should have just gone right up and not tried the reverse there with 3:25 to go in the second. But still a 10-point lead for Moravia here. 3:20 to go in the second quarter. Lawson to the right side. High post. Cooperstown working it around. Chrisman for three, blocked by Baylor. Holy cow. Gets it back. Cooperstown holding on to possession. Turnaround shot at the high post. Missed it there. Rebound for Coop. They do keep it alive this time, but now a steal by Moravia. Even when Coop gets the rebound, the outlet pass got stolen, and Baylor's going to walk it up the floor. 25-15. Moravia on top here at Cooperstown, and the Hawkeyes want a timeout with 2:55 to go in the second quarter. Just some more of our special sponsors here before we head to break. Thank you for supporting us today. They include Delhi Telephone Company, Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart, the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, and Preferred Mutual Insurance Company in New Berlin. Moravia 25, Cooperstown Boys 15, just under 3 to go in the second quarter on CDL.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Moravia 25, Coop 15, here in the state quarterfinals in Binghamton at the Visions Veteran Memorial Arena. Step back for Baylor. Moravia's got the ball out of the timeout. They go to Riley Jones, far side. Jones with a solid take. Missed the shot. Rebound for Moravia. They go back to Shotka. Now to Baylor at the high post. Reversing to Shotka. Left side for him. Rattles in and out. And a rebound for Chrisman. And a foul here on Moravia underneath. Foul going to be on Weston Walker, who just checked into the game here. Moravia has a lot of guys on the bench. They don't use a ton of them, but they're protecting Francis right now with those two fouls by using Weston Walker. Maybe Coop can make a run.
But Weston Walker had some ups there. He got up for two rebounds. So
here's Nealon, who's still scoreless, finding Chrisman in the corner. A three for him won't go. And a rebound here for Moravia. Baylor with an outlet pass, finding Riley Jones. And across midcourt they go. To Shotka, now to Jones. Moravia controlling the pace. Baylor with a straightaway three, in and out. And a rebound for Walker. And we got a call underneath on Coop as Walker went up to get that ball, and boy, he's doing a great job off the bench, cleaning the glass. 2 minutes to go, second quarter. Moravia boys on top here in the state quarterfinals against Cooperstown, 25-15. Baylor in the left corner. A baseline drive for him. Reverse layup. Got it. Holy cow for Joe Baylor. He's got eight. I don't know how you stop that. And it's 27-15. Moravia in the driver's seat here with 1:45 to go in the second quarter. Coming cross court for Nealon, and it's knocked away, and a steal by Moravia. Numbers if they can hurry. Walker will dish one into the right corner. Now back to Riley Jones. He takes it to the interior, and he's fouled. Boy, Jones went down hard there. We'll hope he's okay. They help him up, and Jones is going to go to the line with 1:35 to go in the second quarter, and Moravia has just owned the second frame, Coach.
Yeah, they're just doing everything right. But the other thing I've been super impressed with is Weston Walker comes in the game. He hasn't played the entire first quarter, half of the second quarter, and he appears to have gotten every offensive rebound since he's checked into the game.
And at the line, Riley Jones hits the first. And it's Moravia 28 and Coop 15.
It just seems like everybody from Moravia knows their role, and they just work at that role, whatever they're supposed to do to help the team be successful.
Jones goes one out of two, misses it, back down the floor. Nealon with a three, can't get it to go. Nealon tips the rebound. They're coming right here towards us in the media table. He keeps it in. Corner three here is up and good for Coop. Brody Murdoch hits his second three, and that makes it 28-18 with 1:15 to go in the second quarter. So Coop keeping it around 10. That's a good sign.
Yeah, that was a big basket for them.
Baylor down low, got stripped. Here comes Coop in transition. Nealon going to try to get his first bucket. Goes in, misses the layup. Christian Lawson took the rebound, kicks it back out to Nealon. With a minute to go here in the quarter, Nealon in the right corner. A three for him, buckles off the side of the rim. Boy, that really would have helped to make that layup.
And boy, Coop's lucky that Moravia didn't see it. Shotka didn't see Baylor out in front, or we would have had a monstrous dunk, I think, at that one end.
All right, Moravia just threw it out of bounds. And in the meantime, back the other way, Riley Jones has to go to the bench. He went down hard, appears to maybe have strained something, hamstring, something along those lines. So we'll see if he's okay for the third quarter. It's 28-18 as we got 40 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Another big possession for Coop. Could they cut it to single digits on the baseline? A pull-up jumper. Missed it. Rebound for Chrisman. Coop looking for some points on this possession. Here with Brody Murdoch. Murdoch back out to Nealon. Still looking for his first point. The guy who averages almost 23 a game. Scoreless here in the first half. They go to Chrisman on the baseline, and he is fouled. Going to be on the floor with 20 seconds to go in the second quarter. Moravia 28, Cooperstown 18. We always talk about keeping it around 10, that magic number, to give yourself a chance. See what the Hawkeyes can do. Nealon into the corner now for Lawson. They'll skip one over for Chrisman. Good ball movement here by the Hawkeyes. 15, Lawson in the corner, steps back for a three. Christian Lawson, no. Rebound here for Moravia. Eli Landis off the bench, gets it to Joe Baylor. 6 seconds left. Baylor down the floor, left side, little dribble drive, shot to corner three for Moravia. No. Boy, it looked good, but it was a little too strong. Halftime break. We'll have our Morabito Energy Product halftime report here. It's Moravia 28, Cooperstown 18. Before we head to break, some quick thoughts from you, Coach.
I just have been super impressed with Moravia's defensive effort in the zone here. They're really getting out to Cooperstown shooters. I think Murdoch's the only one that's made a three for Cooperstown, and he has two.
Mm-hmm.
And the other factor we talked about earlier is just Moravia's ability to clean the defensive glass and only give Cooperstown one shot and get multiple opportunities on the offensive end.
We're going to hit the break here. Moravia 28, Cooperstown 18. Some more special sponsors include the Gatehouse Coffee Shop and Mercantile in Morris, Colonial Ridge Golf Course in Lawrence, the Faithful Friends Pet Crematory in Morris, as well as NYCM Insurance of Edmiston and Morabito Gresham Insurance. We'll be back here in just a couple of minutes from the arena in Binghamton. Moravia boys leading Coop at the half, 28-18. We'll be back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today.
Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Moravia boys hit the break here at the arena with a 28-18 lead over Cooperstown. Zach Shakta has 9 points for MCS. Joe Baylor with 8. And Brody Murdoch paces Cooperstown with 6 points so far. So Morabito Energy Product Halftime Report. Morabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You can call Morabito at 607-563-HEAT and keep your family warm this winter. 28-18 at the break, Coach. Boy, you look at this, you say, Joe Baylor only has 8 points, but he's been tremendous so far.
Yeah, he only has 8 points, but he also has had several assists. I can think of maybe four or five. I think he had two of the assists there to Shakta for the threes. Then he found Jones cutting. He's found Francis a couple times. So he's really had his hands on almost every point that Moravia has scored.
Cooperstown on the other end, what can they do to try to find some rhythm offensively?
Well, I noticed early when they came out to start the second quarter that Lawson appeared to be playing a point, and Nealon had switched to the off-guard position. So I would look for maybe to see that, to maybe get Nealon going some way. So if he was off the ball, maybe they could run him off some screens against that zone and get him a basket or two, and then just give him some confidence to continue to play in the second half.
Yeah, for Nealon to have no points here in this first half, they need to find a way to get him going. So Coach and I are going to take a quick break here during our Morabito Energy Product Halftime Report. Moravia 28, Cooperstown 18. We're live at the arena. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bambridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, everybody. 28-18 at the half. The Morabito Energy Products halftime report. We had a nice chat with Coach Veenhoff here. What were his thoughts on all this?
His thoughts were that Cooperstown's got to figure out something to do to attack Moravia's 2-3 zone. He really liked that one possession where Cooperstown went high-low and got somebody at the foul line area, and then were able to get the ball down into the low post. So he would like him to see attack the zone that way with a little high-low action.
Yeah, they got to figure something out. Again, Cooperstown is a team that averages a ton of points, scored over 100 multiple times this year, and a lot of it in those games I see, they get out in transition, they run really well, and they get a lot from their press, too, where they trap teams and turn them over, but I really haven't seen any of that. And maybe that's because they're not scoring and they can't set it up. But even when they have scored, I haven't even seen a sniff of it. Have you?
No, and maybe they're waiting for the second half because maybe they thought they couldn't do it the whole game. But like you said, when I did my research for the game here, Cooperstown comes in 24-0, and they're averaging almost 76 points a game. So for them to have 18 in the first half, they really need to find a way to get this going. But the positive thing is they're only down by 10.
A lot of time left.
They're still within reach. There's a whole half of basketball to be played. If we had awarded winners of games at the end of halves, not always the winner. I mean, we just did two games yesterday in the girls' regionals at TC3. The team that was winning at halftime lost both games.
And I, you know, a couple of things. I was sitting right here in this seat when Moravia was down 25-2 against Cooperstown, came back and won that game. And with Coop, you never know. If they catch fire, they could certainly get right back in this game. But their season hangs in the balance right now. So here we go to start the third quarter. Moravia's going to have the basketball going left to right on your radio dial. They're in the white uniforms with the navy blue trim, the Carolina blue trim. Riley Jones appears to be okay. He's back in the game after going out late there in that second quarter with what looked like some sort of an injury. Coop is still in the orange with the black trim here. And to the right side, Dylan Palmer, a three for Moravia, no. And Coop's skying for a rebound here for Cooper Bradley. And now to Cooper Coleman, back across the right side. He'll dish one off to Christian Lawson. Lawson now to Nealon, to the high post. They'll work one into the corner. Pull up two here for Cooper Coleman, in and out, and a rebound for Jaron Francis. And as you said, Coach, they're getting man rebounds.
And a little bit of a change in the starting lineup here as we see Lawson in the lineup here to start the half for Cooperstown.
Here's Baylor, little dribble drive, left side, Baylor to the interior. We'll work one out, Shakta, three ball here on the right side. Shakta, an air ball here after kind of having a great first half. Just the way he released that one, not sure. But Coop's going to get it back.
Got to have a short memory if you're a shooter.
Coach Mulvaney just clapping, telling his guys to lock in. Time to lock back in. Cooper Coleman to the high post for Cooper Bradley. To Nealon in the left corner. Nealon tries the three, and that rattles in and out. And again, the cold shooting continues for the Hawkeyes.
But that was a good look for Nealon. He's got to keep shooting.
That's his first real quality look, I would say. That wasn't super deep. I mean, they were pushing in three-point NBA line extended in that first half. Shot to left side for Riley Jones. Dribble drive. Back out. Shot to another three, and this time he hits. And Shaka's got 12 points on four threes from Moravia.
Told you. Short-term memory, those shooters.
And Nealon tries to return the favor. Top of the arc here. He hits his first three. A big three there for Nealon, and it's 31-21 with 6:20 to go here in the third quarter. Coop needs to stop. Baylor across the midcourt timeline. Wants to take it to the interior. Baylor, oh, too tough. Takes it all the way in, and nobody stops him. Well, they tried to, but they're hanging all over him. And he lays it up and in. And it's 33-21. 6:05 to go in the third quarter. Baseline drive here for Nealon. Now he'll pull it back out. Nealon back up near midcourt. And he comes off to the left side for Cooper Coleman. A three there is well short. Rebound for Lawson. Stripped it out of the hands of Baylor, but last touch by Lawson. And Moravia is going to get it back.
You just feel like Cooperstown wants to play at a different pace than what the game is being played at. They need to find a way to speed up the pace of the game.
Moravia in the backcourt here with Riley Jones. Moravia has done a great job of slowing this down. I mean, we call it Coop chaos. They love to just play frantically. It's like a tornado out there, and we haven't seen any of that today. Shot here by Moravia in the corner. Riley Jones has got a rebound. Went into the land of the trees and pulled that down. Back out Baylor. Zips one down low for Dylan Palmer, and he's fouled. And that's going to be on Nealon.
Well, the other thing that makes Moravia so tough is you get Joe Baylor going to the basket, and he has great court vision. That's probably the third or fourth interior pass that he has made that resulted in a Moravia layup or an opportunity to go to the free throw line.
And at the line, Dylan Palmer here misses the first one, second one coming. And with Baylor, too, he's so good at finishing near the rim, you got to pay attention to that, but then he dishes it off so easily, like you said, with his court vision. You really can't overplay him one way or another as Palmer goes one out of two.
So it's kind of a pick your poison. You either stop him on the drive or you go double, and then you give up the opportunity to maybe have an easy basket for one of the teammates.
Nealon with a straightaway three, hits that with Baylor right in his face. And maybe Miles Nealon's going to get hot now on back-to-back threes. And it's Moravia 34, Cooperstown 24, 5:10 to go in the second quarter. Coop trying to get a steal here near midcourt. They can't get it. Riley Jones on the drive, lost control of it. And we got a double dribble here on Moravia. And that was a sneak peek there, Coach, where I feel like Cooper Bradley was going for that steal at midcourt, and it's like they're just trying to speed you up a little bit. How do they get that going? Across midcourt, it's Brody Murdoch to the high post. They find Lawson into the right corner. Lawson directing traffic, goes to Miles Nealon. Reversing to the left side for Brody Murdoch. To the interior for Coleman. Good ball movement. They find Nealon on the right side. Another three for Nealon, and he hits. Nealon with 9 points now on three threes all here in the third quarter. It's 34-27. And now here comes some of that trapping. Baylor dribbles his way through it, though he's stripped by Nealon. And we got a foul underneath. I think it's going to be on Nealon. And that's going to be his fourth, correct?
I think it's his third. Oh, it is his fourth.
Yeah, that's his fourth because he got the third one here and then...
Yeah, you're right.
Boy, oh boy, they're going to have to pull him out just when he's starting to heat up. With 4.5 to go in the third, Nealon to the bench. 34-27, and if you're Nealon there, boy, you got to be careful. They're going to try to maybe do some offense defense with him. I don't know. Baylor straight away for three. Can't get the rattle to go, and a big rebound here for Coop. Well done by Cooper Bradley. They're looking to run. Now with Ben Lewis, feeding it back out to Lawson. Can he come alive? Lawson to the right side, feeds one into the corner for Jackson Christman. Back to Lewis, pass to the interior. Cooper Bradley puts it up, hits it, and he's fouled. Big bucket for Cooper Bradley, and Cooper's coming to life. With 4:10 to go in the third, it's Moravia 34, Cooperstown 29.
And that's three on Jaron Francis from Moravia, so.
What's Coach Mulvaney got to do? Are going to do with this. Some more special sponsors include Clark Sports Center of Cooperstown, Circle of Life, Ambulette of Hobart, and NBT Bank, as well as Don's Dairy Supply in South Courtright. The foul shot is no good, and Moravia with a rebound. So that keeps the Blue Devils 34, Hawkeyes 29. We got a timeout taken with 4:04 to go here in the third quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds. Coop's got some life here at the arena in Binghamton. We'll be back on CDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back. 4:04 to go in this third quarter here at the arena. I'm Nate Law, joined by Greg Bonskowski. Moravia 34, Cooperstown 29. Moravia's got the ball out of the timeout going left to right. Coop's made a little run here, Coach. Let's see if they can get a little more. And they have taken Francis. No, Francis is still in, but they do bring Weston Walker back into the ballgame here and Riley Jones to the bench. We do have a foul on Coop, though.
And that's three on Christian Lawson.
3:55 to go in the third. The one thing I've heard all year is if a game is called very tightly, how it will affect Coop and their defense. To the left side here for Baylor. Strips, got it back through two defenders. A fadeaway for Baylor is good. He's got 12.
And you just feel like he's just starting to get going as well.
Moravia 36, Cooperstown 29. Bradley down low. It's taken away by guess who? Joe Baylor.
Cooperstown tried to go high-low there, but Joe Baylor read it.
And boy, Baylor just went shoulder to shoulder there with Brody Murdoch, and they call a foul on Brody Murdoch. And the fans are really letting these officials know about it. Cooperstown fleeting here on the near side.
Joe Baylor did create the contact, but Murdoch was moving, so that's just a high basketball IQ play there.
Yeah, I thought it was smart. Lawson now has got to be careful here with these three fouls. Baylor's going to take it inside. Can't finish. Gets tapped out. Dylan Palmer is straightaway three. Coop showing some frustration here. And we do have a foul on Moravia on that rebound. But things starting to get a little physical here. 3:17 to go in the third. Moravia 36, Coop 29. Lewis to the bench. And Brody Murdoch back in. And you can't. Christian cannot get that fourth foul. He's got to be very careful.
And Nealon's back in the game here with four for Cooperstown on the offensive possession.
Nealon playing with four fouls. He's going to have to be careful the rest of the way. Nealon inside, a floater for him. A high off the glass. He hits it. You need him in there for his offense. It's a gamble. But it's 36-31 with 2:55 to go in the third. Shakta to the left side. Now goes back to Joe Baylor. Baylor and Shakta, a little give and go. Moravia going right to left, or left to right, excuse me. Baylor into the paint. Pull-up jumper for him. A lot of contact. Can't get the soft roll. Rebound, Dylan Palmer. Back to Baylor. Spin move by him. Up and under for Baylor. Can't get it to go again. Francis with a rebound. He's stripped, and Coop comes away with it. Lawson gets fouled here in the backcourt by Weston Walker. Baylor, I love, he's trying to create this contact. He's trying to draw these fouls. Put these officials in a tough spot. I wouldn't want to be them today, I tell you that much. 2.5 to go in the third, and it's 36-31. Coop gets the ball back again. Oh, this feels like it's going to be another chapter in the Coop Moravia Regional history book that's going to have a unique ending. 2:25 to go in the third. Right side for Nealon. Playing with four fouls for Cooperstown. They're in the orange with black trim. Nealon with a bounce pass to Christian Lawson. Comes off the screen, into the paint, little up and under. Finds Jackson Christman, and he scores. And that cuts it to a three-point game. Moravia 36, Coop 33. 2:08 to go in the third. And a little bit of a delay here after this basket. Coop getting a sub. I think they want to sweep the floor down there again.
Off of the ball got stuck in the net, so they had to jump up to get it, and then the one official is noticing that.
Joe Baylor coming out here to sweep for Moravia. He does it all. I can't believe that they're making him do that. Jeff Baer does come out now to do it here, one of the Section 4 coordinators. 2:08 to go here in the third. Boy, Coop really crawled back into this, Coach.
Yeah, Nealon's three really kind of got him going here.
Nealon now up to
got
11 points. He averages about 22.8 on the season. I think he's fourth or fifth in the Nate Law coverage area.
Sixth,
okay. He's been very consistent all year. Boy, that crowd is on my list from about 23 to 21 is just loaded with guys. And, I mean, you look at it, it's like 22-9, 22-8, 22-7. So, boy, they're still sweeping down here. And you got to think it's got to be some condensation, right, with the ice?
You would think so.
But it's only that end of the floor. So we're finally back underway. And this is a new floor here at the arena, so I'm sure there's still some kinks to work out. 2 minutes to go in the third. It's Moravia 36, Coop 33. Here at the arena in Binghamton. Moravia's got it going left to right. Shakta tries to go to the high post for Baylor. It's tipped. Finding Riley Jones. Baseline drive for Jones. Zips it back across for Shakta. Francis back to Baylor. Little spin move for Baylor. Underneath, a lot of contact. Scores. Count the bucket. And another huge bucket for Joe Baylor.
He just seems to be in slow motion.
Yes.
Everybody else around is just flying around, zipping around, and he just... He almost like going back to the old VCR days or the DVR. Like it just seems he's like on a little slower speed than everybody else. He sees everything that's going on.
The Cortland coaches are down to our left underneath that hoop, and I would think that they just got to be saying, "Wow, how do we sign this guy?" As Baylor now with 15, and Lawson will walk it down the floor with 1:40 to go in the third. Moravia 39. And Cooperstown 33. As of a couple of weeks ago, we had heard Baylor didn't even want to play college ball, but that maybe he was changing his mind over the last couple of weeks of this season. Lawson into the paint, and yeah, we got a traveling violation on Lawson. And it's going to go back to Moravia. Coop making a nice run here, but still a six-point cushion for the Blue Devils.
Yeah, this last 127, 130 of this quarter is important. Cooperstown needs stops and baskets. Moravia gets a little cushion, could be trouble.
Baylor to the left side. Into the corner, a three ball for Dylan Palmer. Boy, it was rolling around and somehow didn't flush for the Blue Devils. And a rebound for Nealon. Coming across midcourt, Nealon looking for options, pulls it back out. Nealon trying to break his man down off the dribble. Goes to Christian Lawson, left side with a minute to go in the third. Back to Nealon. Inside Cooper Coleman. Now finding Chrisman, trying to find his way down low, and he scores. Chrisman with 8 points off the bench. Moravia 39, Coop 35. 50 seconds to go in the third. Baylor across midcourt, Moravia going left to right. Shakta right corner. They whip it around the world. Back to Baylor in front of the Moravia bench. Palmer now, corner three, same spot, in and out. Francis with a big rebound and a foul here on Cooperstown. And the Hawkeyes cannot believe some of these calls against them with 37 seconds to go here in the third. 39-35, and Francis will go to the line. They'll be shooting two here for Moravia. Don't forget, we'll have Morris and Sackett Harbor in the D game coming up at 3:15 as Francis gets the nice roll on this first shot. He's got six. So yeah, that game will be about 3:15 as Morris won their first sectional title since 1975. Second shot for Francis is all good. So he goes two out of two, and it's Moravia 35, Moravia 41. And Cooperstown 35. 30 seconds to go on the third. Nealon slipped on the floor on that right side, and now he'll pull it back out. Nealon with a bounce pass, finding Christian Lawson. Shot clock and game clock about a second difference. Game clock at 15. Chrisman in the corner for three for Coop. Too strong. Rebound Joe Baylor. 10 seconds to go. In the third quarter, he finds Francis with a home run pass ahead. Francis, this ball tipped by Coop. Out of bounds, going to stay with Moravia. It was 5 seconds to go in the third. They want Baylor down here on the baseline, it looks like, for Coach Mulvaney.
You're going to throw it right into him from out of bounds.
Shakta here, looking for options. And they go to Riley Jones, far side. Palmer for a three at the buzzer. Yes, Palmer! Hit that shot, 7 points. So was Baylor the decoy?
He might have been.
Huge three there at the buzzer. And it's Moravia 44, Cooperstown 35. Fourth quarter coming up on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back to the fourth quarter here at the arena in Binghamton. 44-35 our score. Moravia boys on top of Cooperstown. Coach, what can Coop do with 8 minutes left to save their season?
They need stops. That's the most important thing. They need stops on the defensive end. And almost every possession, they got to have something productive. A foul, point. Maybe a second chance.
Cooperstown's got it with Christian Lawson on the right side. We'll feed one back here to Nealon. To the high post. Now looking for Cooper Bradley. Far side corner. A three here for Coop is short. Shot was by Brody Murdoch. And now Moravia gets a rebound and an outlet pass. And Shockton's going to score. Shockton's got 14. Make it 46-35. Moravia on top of Cooperstown with 7.5 to go here in the fourth. Nealon on the right side. Passes one inside for Jackson Chrisman, who lays it up and in. He's got 10. 46-37. Coop really needs to get stops. I think, as you said, Coach, it's one of the biggest things. Palmer on the right side for three. Hits off the side, the front side of the rim, and we got a over-the-back call here on Joe Baylor.
I don't know about that one. I find it hard to believe you can penalize a kid just because he can jump higher than the kid that was in front of him. I don't think there was any contact, but we didn't have a good angle from over here.
46-37 our score. Cooperstown boys trailing Moravia here in the state quarterfinals in Binghamton. Christian Lawson for three, a huge one in front of the Cooperstown bench. And here comes the full court pressure, it looks like, from Coop. Lawson now with seven. Makes it 46-40. Moravia gets across midcourt. They beat the pressure. Shock down the right side. We'll go into the left corner, and we got a foul underneath, I believe, here on Lawson with 6:30 to go in the fourth in a six-point ball game.
That's going to be his fourth.
So you got Nealon and Lawson both with four. And so Moravia is going to have the ball on the baseline underneath the hoop. Their own hoop, I should say. And they'll work it into Baylor in the corner. Baylor, a little baseline drive, step back, hanging in the air, bang, hits it. And Baylor's got 17, and that's a true jump shot. 8-point lead now. Here for Moravia, 48-40. They go inside for Cooper Coleman. Back out for Brody Murdoch, steps in. Murdoch takes it inside. He's blocked by Jaron Francis. And Moravia's got it in the backcourt. And they go to Joe Baylor. Baylor to the left side. Makes a move, going to take it all the way and score. Easy work for Joe Baylor. He's got 19. Timeout going to be taken by Cooperstown. And Moravia's ballooning this back up to a 10-point game. 50-40. Just over 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Let's get back to the action with Local Sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. 50-40, our score. Moravia boys leading Cooperstown here in the state quarterfinals. Some more special sponsors today include Clark Sports Center of Cooperstown, NYCM Insurance of Edmonton, the National Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney, and Mallicrat Pharmaceuticals in Hobart. Coop had dug all the way back into this game. Now they trail by 10 with 6 minutes to go. 24-0, the season on the line. Coop finding Cooper Bradley down low for Crispin, and he lays it up and in, and that's been working well here.
And here comes your full court press that we've been talking about.
They immediately kind of back off. I have not seen them do this all year. I'm honestly shocked by it. There's normally a ton of trapping in the front court. I don't know if they just are worried about it or what. And a rebound here by Crispin. Off a miss from Moravia. The Coop's got some life. Nealon down the floor. Cooperstown trailing by 8. Nealon takes it to the rim. Can't get it to go. Rebound underneath here for Cooperstown. Trying to go back up with it. Nealon comes out of the frame with it. Into the left corner. Coop's in the orange with the black trim. Going right to left. Lawson a straightaway 3. Off the left side of the rim. Baylor with a rebound for Moravia. Just went up and got it above everybody. Shakta into the right corner. Here for Riley Jones. Now back out. They go to Baylor on the left side. Baylor trying to back his man down here with Brody Murdoch. Coming off a screen, Baylor thought about a 3, didn't pull it though. Instead goes to Riley Jones. He fires, and it's short, and Lawson's got a rebound. Coop trailing by 8 with 4:55 left. Spin move here by Nealon. A bounce pass down low for Cooper Coleman. He lost control of it, and Moravia's got it. And walking it back down the floor is Joe Baylor, again controlling the pace of this game.
And you almost feel the luxury that Moravia has. Just get the ball to Joe and get us a hoop.
Here is Baylor. A step back for him. Left it short. Rebound for Christian Lawson. They got some numbers that they can hurry. Baylor's back on defense. Murdoch takes it inside, but Baylor takes a charge. And it's going back to Moravia. Wow. Just when you think it's going to be a layup and a possibility of a three-point play, Baylor takes the charge. What can't this guy do? 4.5 to go in the fourth, and it's Moravia 50, Cooperstown 42, and the orange and black are not happy up in the stands. Moravia in the backcourt on the left side. Baylor is fouled in front of his own bench here, and we'll see who Cooperstown's foul is on. It's going to be on Brody Murdoch.
His third.
Team foul situation in the fourth. Coop with 3, Moravia with 1. Shakta on the baseline. We'll look to work it in. And Shakta's pass is taken away here by Nealon. Nealon trying to run. We'll take it to the hoop. Nealon scores on a beautiful left-handed layup. And we got another player that slipped underneath the hoop down there. And that's really starting to become an issue, Coach.
Yeah.
I mean, we got multiple games out here today.
Now you got Jerry Joy, Morris head coach out there. Saying, let's get this taken care of, boys. I want to play our game coming up here next.
Wow, Coach Joy out there with the mop. If you know Coach Joy, you know that's something he's not afraid to do. But again, a safety concern down there for sure. I don't know how you fix that. But again, a new court. They did use this court last week here. Didn't have any issues that I heard of. 4:10 to go in the fourth. It's Moravia 50, Coop 44. They're still in it. Down 6. But every time they've gotten to 6, to 4, Moravia's had the answer. And his name most of the time has been Joe Baylor. He's got 19. Moravia in the backcourt with Shakta. Down the left side of the floor. Coop trying to steal it, and they got it with Christian Lawson. And a head now for Nealon. Nealon into the right corner. Got stripped right back, though. taken away by Riley Jones. And numbers for Moravia if they can hurry. And they'll feed one back to Joe Baylor. Boy, that looked like maybe it was going to develop into a layup and cut it to four, but instead Moravia stole it back. Baylor, right corner, feeds it back to Shockton. Wide open three for Moravia. Oh, he left it short, and Nealon's got a rebound. Nealon ahead for Jackson Chrisman inside, and we got a foul. He can't get the shot to go, but Chrisman's going to go to the line. With 3:32 to go in the fourth, Moravia 50, Coop 44.
Cooperstown's gotten the stops they need. They just got to capitalize at the offensive end.
And so this is going to send Chrisman to the line here to shoot two with 3:32 to go in the fourth. And these are big foul shots down the stretch. Coop is going to have to try to take advantage and score when the clock is not running. And again, they continue to try to mop up the floor here. It looks like the worst spot is in the paint. And so, you know, kind of kills some rhythm, too, when you think about it.
Well, you wonder if last week, what was the timing of where was the Black Bears play a home game? I know they played here last night. So you wonder what the time frame was and how long the court had to sit, that type of thing.
Very true. Yeah, very true. I don't know the science behind setting these floors up on top of ice and all of that. You see it in many, many places. Never seen a problem with it here. Chrisman will settle in at the line. His first shot is good. Jackson Chrisman with 13. Coop for having a very tough day. Only trailing by five, potentially four here with Chrisman at the line with 3.5 to go. Chrisman's second shot is good. Boy, he got a nice roll there. 14 now for Chrisman. And a timeout is going to be taken here by Cooperstown. They're down four. They got some life with 3.5 to go. We're going to take a 30-second break after I recognize some more special sponsors today, including Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, Preferred Mutual Insurance Company in New Berlin, and Delaware Valley Hospital in Walton. We'll be back. Cooped down by four. 3.5 to go. Don't turn that dial on CDO.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
3.5 to go in the fourth. It's Moravia 50, Cooperstown 46. Hawkeyes have climbed their way back into this, coach, but still it feels, 4 points feels like a mountain here.
It does. And I think you need stops, like we talked about, but it just seems like Cooperstown's just right at the edge there. We need some kind of big momentum shift here in the last 3:32. A big play, a three-point play, but
here comes some full-court pressure.
The boys in the white jerseys, I think, will have something to say about that.
3.5 to go, four-point ball game. Moravia looks to bring it down the floor. They go left to right. Shaka immediately trapped. Lawson made a... might have turned his ankle here as he was coming in over on that trap. We'll see. Baylor tries to take it to the hoop. Missed it. It's short. Coop's got a rebound. Here they come. Nealon down the right side. Nealon stops for three and left it short. Rebound for Lawson. Lawson on the baseline, and a timeout's going to be taken here by Cooperstown. Boy, Nealon, you know, he's your best player. I'd love to see him maybe try to take that inside a little bit. If he hits that three, though, the roof probably blows off this place. Coach and I are going to keep it right here. With 3:07 to go in the fourth, Moravia 50, Cooperstown 46. But, you know, that's a play where you got to get some points out of it. You get a Baylor miss and you get the rebound. And you're running out of time to get some more of those.
Yeah, and I think Cooperstown was fortunate that there wasn't a foul called on that drive to the basket from Moravia. But I don't know. I think if I'm Coach Lambert, I like that pull-up shot there by Nealon. There's not a lot of time left. In all reality, it's about six possessions left if you run the clock all the way down. But they won't do that. But like you said, if that goes in, they're right back in it.
Still trailing by four. Coop's going to have the ball to the right of the hoop underneath their own hoop. They get it into Jackson Chrisman in the right corner. Chrisman will dribble it back out and reset the offense. Wants to get it to a guard pretty badly here. Chrisman's in a tough spot, finally does get it to Brody Murdoch.
Yeah, Jones and Palmer are doing a phenomenal job denying Lofton.
Murdoch for three, and that's no good. And boy, a big rebound there by Joe Baylor. Went up and cleaned it off the glass. You got Nealon and Lawson playing with four fouls for Cooperstown. Moravia leads 50-46 with 2:40 to go in the fourth. Baylor's going to pull it back out, and kind of a lazy pass here by Baylor. It's loose on the floor. Both teams scrambling for it. Moravia comes up with it. We got a jump
time
ball.
Timeout.
Timeout taken.
Coach Mulvaney was right on top of that. I thought the same thing as the ball bouncing around on the floor. Geez, if Moravia could get possession, is he going to call timeout? And he was sprinting to the official at midcourt. Timeout, timeout.
Moravia dodges a bullet there. Baylor kind of threw a lazy pass to his other guard, cooped out a piece of it, and then it was a free-for-all. So we'll keep it right here. 2:28 to go in the fourth. Moravia up 50-46. Thanks for joining us as well today on WCDOsports.com. It's all brought to you by SFCU. And we're going to have the Morris boys in Sackett Harbor in the Class D game at about 3:15. So we'll be taking a short break in between the two games, and we'll be back with our Butler on a pregame show. But still a lot to decide here with 2:28 to go in the C game.
And important to note, with that loose ball, no one really ever had possession of it, so the shot clock does not reset, and the Blue Devils will have 15 seconds here to get a shot off.
Bringing that up, with no one really having possession, how's Moravia get that timeout? You think he had enough possession to call
timeout? When the ball was
batting around.
Like, gotcha. You know, the rugby-style scrum, it never officially changed to Cooperstown, so the shot clock wasn't reset. But Moravia definitely had possession of it when the timeout was called.
2:28 to go in the fourth, 50-46. Joe Baylor's got the ball at midcourt, skipped it into Francis, and now back to Joe Baylor. Baylor straight away, shot clock is at 10, 2:20 to go here in the fourth. Baylor, double team coming.
I don't think they know.
And Baylor's not going to be able to get this off. Yeah, they don't know. Shot clock violation. With 2:13 left, they never were aware of it.
It just didn't seem like there was any urgency to get that shot off.
And they would have had a chance at a shot in the paint there, but they made the extra pass. And so here comes Coop, down four with 2:10 left at the arena in Binghamton in the state quarterfinals. Winner goes to the Final Four back here at the arena next weekend. Pass down low on the baseline. Little up and under, and they score. Huge move there by Cooper Bradley. He's got 6 points.
2-point game.
50-48. And Moravia has it on the left side. They bring it down the floor. Back to Joe Baylor. Brody Murdoch still guarding him. Chance of defense from the Cooperstown faithful. The orange and black are huge behind us. And the stands. Baylor inside, up and under, and he scores. Baylor with 21. They got him on a cut. And it's 52-48 with 90 seconds left. Here's Lawson in the paint, and Lawson is fouled as he took it to the line. Got right around that foul line area, and they get a call. Now going to be on Riley Jones. Team foul situation, three apiece for Coop and three for Moravia.
But for how hard Riley Jones plays defense, it's hard to imagine that that's his first foul. And he's just like all over you.
Coop's going to get it in. Chrisman down low. Back to Nealon. 1:25 left. Coop trailing by four. Nealon off the screen. Finds Lawson. And we got a foul on the floor now on Moravia. Going to be on Shakta.
His third. But only the Blue Devils' fourth.
So back-to-back fouls there on Moravia.
We have a timeout here for Cooperstown.
Yeah, Coop's going to take a timeout with 1:20 to go in the fourth. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. Moravia 52, Coop 48 in the state quarterfinals at the arena in Binghamton on CDO.
At Sydney Federal Credit Union, your security is our priority. Remember, we will never call, email, or text asking for your online banking username, password, or verification codes. If someone does, it's a scam, plain and simple. Protect yourself by staying alert. And when in doubt, contact us directly. SFCU. Banking easier.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
52-48. Moravia on top with a minute 20 to go. They're down there trying to clean that floor off the best they can. Coop's going to have the ball. Feels like they need a big play. But still a lot of time left.
Yeah, a lot of time left, but this almost feels like a must-score possession for the Hawkeyes.
I agree. You need something here because you give Moravia a chance to come down. Joe Baylor scores another bucket. That might be it. With 1:21 to go. The undefeated season hanging in the balance here for the Hawkeyes. They'll have the ball underneath their own hoop. They're in their own offensive end to the right of the hoop.
Last time they had the ball out, Nealon took it out, and they wanted to run what we call America's out-of-bounds play, where he would inbound the ball and then come back into the corner for a three. But Jones did a good job of denying that pass out to Lawson, so they weren't able to do it. See if they do that again.
Coop gets it in. A three by Brody Murdoch is an air ball. Chrisman tried to save it. He did. It stays inbound, but Moravia's got it. An interesting shot there by Coop, but they come up empty with it. Moravia to the left side with a four-point lead as we hit 1 minute to go here in the arena. Cooperstown trailing by four. Here's Shakta. He almost gets stripped, and now Moravia's going to take a timeout with 58 seconds left. And we'll step away for 30 seconds and come back for the exciting finish here between Moravia and Coop. Blue Devils on top, 52-48 on CDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
All right, welcome back, 52-48. Moravia boys leading Cooperstown with 58 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Again, thank you to all our special sponsors, Shenango Memorial Hospital in Norwich, the National Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, Colonial Ridge Golf Course in Lawrence, and Clark Sports Center of Cooperstown.
Something to think about here. There's 58 seconds left. Cooperstown has committed three team fouls. So once you get to five, you shoot two. So do you go all out right here on this inbound for a steal? And if you don't get it, do you foul and make them take it out again? I think I might do that because as you get to the end of the game, you're going to run out of time.
Let's see what Coop decides to do. Moravia does get it in. Shakta out of Jones. They find Baylor. He's going to bully his way into the paint. We got a foul on Cooperstown.
That's not a bad foul, though, because now Moravia is going to have to take it out of bounds.
52.9 left. They're going to have to inbound it underneath the hoop to the right side. Moravia is going left to right. And on the baseline, they'll get it in to Riley Jones. Now back out to Baylor on the left side. Baylor back to Jones. A drive here for Jones, and we got a foul on the floor. I believe it's going to be on Cooper Bradley.
And that's going to be his fifth. So he's going to foul out.
Cooper Bradley fouls out. Ben Lewis is going to come back in. With 46 seconds left. Lawson still playing with four. Nealon still playing with four. And to the line for some big foul shots here from Moravia is Riley Jones. And fouling out the senior Cooper Bradley. For this undefeated Cooperstown team, he fouls out with 6 points. And the first shot rolls out. Boy, that looked like it was going to go, but it rolls out here for Riley Jones. Second one coming. Jones' second shot is good. Jones with four, and here comes Coop. Desperation time now with 45 seconds left. Nealon's going to take it all the way in, and he's blocked by Francis. Chrisman gets the rebound. Baylor blocks him. Coop gets the rebound. Lawson, three-point line extended. Dribble drive of his own into the corner. Chrisman, a three there, and it's in and out. Rebound here for Murdoch. Throws it back out to Nealon through his hand. 25 seconds left. Nealon on the left side. Slips. Moravia's got it. And Moravia brings it back across midcourt. 53-48, and now a foul here by Cooperstown. With 14 seconds left. Nealon slipped on that far side. You got to wonder about this floor. That's a tough thing. 14 seconds left. Shot it to the line.
You got to be impressed, though, with Kieran Francis and Joe Baylor down there on the defensive end. They were just going to allow the Hawkeyes to score inside.
They had two good looks. Shot at the line. Hits it. Shot just got 15. They had two. I mean, Nealon, no one ever stops that. He goes in for that finger roll. The block by Francis, and then Baylor with the block on Chrisman. Shakta's second shot is good. 16 now for Shakta, and a great performance. And it's 55-48. Lewis with a three in the corner for Cooperstown. It won't go down. Baylor's got the rebound. And Moravia is going to knock off undefeated Cooperstown, 55-48. And Moravia is going back to the Final Four. They do their signature dive to midcourt. That's their celebration. And Moravia has knocked off Cooperstown again in the regional round. 55-48. The undefeated dream season comes to an end for the Hawkeyes. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the postgame show coming up. Moravia does it again here on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney. Cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. Moravia boys from Section 4 knocking off Cooperstown, previously undefeated, 55-48. The Morris boys game will be coming up next. We have a short break in between. Jackson Chrisman with 14, Miles Nealon with 13 to lead the scoring for Cooperstown. Lawson with 7, Cooper Bradley with 6, Brody Murdoch with 6, and Cooper Coleman with 2. On the other side, Joe Baylor with 21, Zach Shakta with 16. Palmer and Francis had 7 apiece, and Riley Jones with 4. So, again, we're going to give out our 3 awards here. We do give these 3 awards to Cooperstown because they are in our coverage area, but honestly, you know, Shakta, Baylor, all very deserving of awards. So in case you're listening back to this later, that's why we choose our awards the way we do. But, all right, let's get into it. First is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, top rated by Forbes, and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes. Coach, what were your thoughts on offense here today?
Well, I think you could go one of two ways. I think you could go with Jackson Chrisman. He certainly had a good all-around performance. But I also think Miles Nealon was key in the second half surge that Cooperstown had. So which way would you prefer to go?
I would like to go with Chrisman. Okay. I haven't given him an award this year, and I think that would be great to give him one. And he had a nice second half off the bench, so we'll give Chrisman that offense award here. So next up we'll have the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. We'd like to go Brody Murdoch here.
Yeah, he kind of kept the Hawkeyes in the game, I think, a little bit in the first half. You know, he had two threes. But he had the difficult assignment of guarding Joe Baylor. And even though Joe Baylor was the leading scorer in the game, boy, he certainly made him work hard for all of his points and all of his efforts. And he's just a handful. But I thought Brody did a good job of making him work hard for everything that he earned tonight.
Lastly, we'll have the Echo Brands All-Purpose Award brought to you by Echo Brands, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. Echo Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season. It's happy to have been a community partner for over 75 years. We're going to go Miles Nealon here. Really stepped it up in the second half and just felt like he was always one shot away from maybe getting Coop back to even. I really thought, you know, that last layup that got blocked out of nowhere could have been it. But Nealon with a great effort, just was not Cooperstown's day today.
Yeah, and you have to give him credit. You know, he's coming into the game averaging close to 23 points a game. He shut out in the first half, including a layup right at the end in transition. But he didn't hang his head. He didn't give up. His team was within two possessions there at the end and had some opportunities. I know they're going to be disappointed, but as we've said the past couple weekends, if you get to this point in the season, you've had a tremendous season. So the Hawkeyes have nothing to hang their heads about. I'm sure this one's going to sting for a few days, but 24-1 sectional champions, and to lose in the regionals to a squad like Moravia, there's no shame in that.
All right, we're going to take a break here. We're going to spin some tunes. We'll be back with the Morris and Sackett Harbor game. They're going to be warming up here soon at the arena. But again, Cooperstown boys ball to Moravia, 55-48. Heck of a game there in Class D. Class D coming up, our last game of the day on the radio. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lowe on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, WCDO AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla, and in Norwich at 92.3 FM.
Tri-County forecast for this afternoon. Cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms possible. Highs in the mid-60s. Showers and possibly a thunderstorm expected tonight. The low, 35 to 40. For Monday, more clouds, highs in the mid-40s. And then on Tuesday and Wednesday, sunshine. High 60 on Tuesday, Wednesday's high in the upper 60s. You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.